Heat in my vein like vernacular. Cook up the beat with a spatula. Y'all are not ready for action. I'm smoking these rappers and feeling spectacular. Making a killing like massacre. Watch out, I'm whipping my wrist. Ride on my city, been pissed, but I show them love. I'm not the one that's at risk. My homie told me that when people rise up against you, it's a sign of your destiny real. Fake ones been hating, cause they know that one day you're making it. Jealousy's all they can feel. Plug in the phone, drift in my zone. Painting the future and thinking alone. About when I'm grown, already blown. How'd I get blessed with this beautiful home?
That was some creamy harmonies.
Ew! Creamy harmonies.
Creamy harmonies.
Hi, we're Creamy Harmonies. We'll be opening up for 311.
For 311.
For a while.
For a while.
For a while. We're gonna be opening up for 311. And Three Blind Mice is a new band.
The senior citizen group.
Mm-hmm.
From across the way.
Three Blind Mice. Everyone in the band is blind, but they could still get, they can still do their shit and play their musics.
Respect.
Respect.
Creamy Harmony respects.
Creamy Harmonies. I wish there's got to be a band of all blind dudes.
I hope so.
I would hope so. Please
there
let
has
there
to
be.
And they use their blind walking sticks for like that, what do you call that dance with the hats and the canes? And you're like,
yeah, the...
Isn't Ben Folds 5, aren't they all blind?
Yeah, Ben Folds 5. It's like Ben Folds 5.
Unknown fact.
Everyone is blind in Ben Folds 5.
Ben Folds 5.
Ben Folds 5. Hi, Charlotte.
Hey, Drew. How's your weekend? How was your weekend?
I mean, it's great. I played Whirly Ball.
You played
Whirly Ball.
Whirly Ball is a ton of fun.
What a fucking fun, stupid game.
And like my competitive nature gets like 8 minutes to unleash its fury.
Just annihilate. Scream. But it's great because right after,
yeah.
Because it's not a real sport.
Yeah. And the points really don't matter.
And they don't matter because no, like all the people working there are like 15.
Yeah.
And they don't give a fuck. They're just like, shut up, fuck off.
Yeah.
It's just fun. It's fun while you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then because I'm not like competitive normally.
No?
With stuff.
Okay.
I mean, certain things maybe, but like not sporty things. I'm not competitive at all.
Okay.
Which is why I'm not in sports.
I'm very competitive and I'm not in sports.
I mean, I can be competitive in certain things.
Sure.
You know, like
you have it in you.
I do have it in me. Like I'll still be like, oh,
yeah.
You want to go? I know that one.
There are some people that just don't. Everything's fine, and we're just it's fun.
And mostly that
they're not.
That's after.
Yeah.
But during the, if I lose or I miss a shot, I'm upset.
Oh, I get real pissed off at myself, and I was like,
in me.
Fuck. Like, I say things that I, like, because there's, so, okay, Whirly Ball, I think we should explain it a little bit to
Whirly
the
Ball.
Listeners, because
mm-hmm.
maybe not everybody.
You're right.
A lot of Irish listeners.
And Brazil.
And Brazil.
We have 1% of our listeners are in Brazil.
Guys, Brazil, Ireland, check this shit out.
Heard of bumper cars?
Heard of bumper cars?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what bumper cars are?
No.
No? Well, they're car... You just like, you hit each other
and
as hard
fine.
As you can.
Yeah.
Maybe this is just an American thing. Yeah. But you get into a car and it's like safe that you just bump. You're not going that fast.
Like
you're
a normal
just like,
size car?
Yeah. It's like a normal, no.
No.
No, it's like a little go-kart sort of thing.
It's a one-person seater.
One-person seater and you just hit each other and that's bumper cars.
Second layer.
This takes that idea... And then adds a game to it, which is sort of, it's a mix between basketball and high lie. and mm-hmm. polo. Mm-hmm. 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 Does that make sense?
Yes.
So high lie in the way that like you have a scoop thing.
Yes.
And polo in the way that it just is, you know, you just try to get this fucking ball
somewhere.
I guess it's like basketball. Not polo.
It's a basketball height thing that you're trying to hit. Yeah. And it doesn't have a net. It's just a plastic backing on a pole higher up. And you need to hit it. And it makes this terrible noise.
And it's just like, tween, 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 tween.
And you have to give the ball to the next team to start the next round.
Yeah. So it's like polo. It's bumper car polo.
Bumper car polo.
I mean, that's the best way you can explain
it. And it was for a birthday party. And there was an open bar.
Yeah, you just have... And it's a place that does this.
They had a bowling alley.
The place does this thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they...
They're a gaming drinking center.
And it's called Whirly Ball. I don't know why it's called Whirly Ball.
Whirly.
I actually had a problem with the people that were announcing. I feel like there's so many improvisers, theater, and actors people in Chicago not working. And they hire some girl who just, all she says is, last game.
Oh, no.
The one we played, she was garbage.
She was awful. Have an announcer.
Yeah.
Have someone like have call two the people. Game.
Have fun. Have fun with it.
Right.
Like, I don't. Whatever. What? Like, I don't. Whatever. I.
Tiffany, you're fired.
Tiffany, you're fucking. I would fire you. You're garbage.
We did play.
Unless you listen, and then thank you.
No, fuck you. Stop listening.
Stop listening. You're cut.
You're cut. We were. You got called out, bitch.
Damn.
You got called out.
Because of your poor performance.
And what I mean by bitch is like, bitch. And not like, bitch.
Yeah, like, bitch.
Just so to make.
Just to clarify. There's different ways to say the B word. There's
totally different ways. But it was fun. Great. I think that was, we had a lot of fun together, all of us. All of us had a lot of fun.
Uh-huh. Shout out to Jared, who made the trip from Ohio to play.
Yeah, shout out to Jared. He probably listens or doesn't. I don't know.
He probably listens or doesn't listen.
He's our friend. I don't know. Look.
Anyway. Guys, if you listened to the last episode, you should know exactly what we're doing today. And if you didn't.
Go back and listen to it.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to.
Yeah.
No worries. We'll tell you about it.
That's fine.
So we had a discussion last week about overdosing. And we found out that Charlotte doesn't know about crocodile.
I do not know about crocodile. I thought I knew all the drugs.
So this episode is about crocodiles.
I'm a blank canvas. You paint me
blank
as
canvas.
You will.
And you didn't look it up.
I didn't look up a thing.
Good.
Yeah. Question. Yep. Have you taken crocodile?
No. Fuck no.
And I know Drew to be not scared of experimenting.
I have taken so many drugs. I've tried so many drugs.
How long have you known about crocodile being a drug?
I've only known crocodile being a drug probably like 2 years.
Okay.
Maybe. If I had some crocodile right now, would you take a little
bit? I wouldn't.
No?
Nope.
It's very late in the game. Please welcome to the show, Patrick Hale.
Oh, yeah, Patrick Hale.
Hey, thank you.
Patrick Hale.
If someone handed you crocodile when
Patrick
you were...
Patrick Hale's on crocodile right now.
So...
That's why I was asking.
Because he's having a great time right now.
If someone gave you crocodile when you were like 16 years old, would you have taken it?
Probably.
Even if you knew what you knew now? At 16?
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't matter how old you are or anything. No, this one's a mess.
Let's do it. Let's
Charlotte,
get,
this
I can't
one,
wait.
Charlotte, this one is a fucking mess.
Okay. Why?
Okay. So I got a bunch of stuff on it. And I was actually gonna go through the chemical part of it.
I'm interested.
But I actually don't think that's necessary.
What?
After going through all of this stuff.
Okay.
The actual name of it is desomorphine.
Okay, that sounds vaguely familiar.
Morphine.
Deso. Deso morphine.
That means like 10 times.
That means, yeah, exactly. Like
10 morphine.
Like 10 morphines. But totally not crazy.
Wrong?
That's pretty, that's totally not crazy wrong at
okay.
all.
Okay.
Pretty correct on that one.
Have you ever taken morphine?
I have. Oh, absolutely.
Well, I've taken morphine.
How's that feel?
That's great.
It just kind of slows you down?
Yeah, it gets you real high and you feel great.
It's great if you have like a broken arm or surgery.
And you've had that.
Well, and it's also great if you haven't.
If you haven't broken your arm or had surgery, it's fine.
It's, morphine's great if you have had, like, or if you're having surgery or about to have surgery, if you're after you had surgery, or if you, like, thinking about having surgery,
yeah.
or if you, like, wake up in the
or
morning.
Or if you just woke up and you want
to
eat.
Or you go to work.
Is it, the only drug I can relate to is, like, indica or sativa high. Is it, like, a bring it down or you get hyper on it?
You've taken, like, painkillers, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, like, if some, whatever thing, like, teeth.
Yeah.
If you've had any teeth things or whatever, you've taken, like, Vicodin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, okay.
So,
you're just floating.
That's so weird, though.
It's the same kind of, well, hold, I'll get to it. I'm not saying it's the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, so morphine is like the, so if you take Vicodin and you're just like, this is fine.
I feel good.
I'm fine.
I feel good.
I'm fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Morphine goes the extra mile of being like, okay.
That makes sense.
Oh. Where it's like, if I'm on morphine and you're on Vicodin, and I was like, "Hey, what are you on?" And you,
I'm on Vicodin.
Oh, you're on Vicodin.
Yeah,
that's adorable.
Oh,
and then I pat your head.
Shade, got right? it.
Yeah, and that's just normal morphine.
Mm-hmm.
That would just be like normal morphine.
But the 10 morphine.
Yeah. It doesn't mean that, but it's,
yes.
it sounds like it, and it's a perfect way to, like, move into that. So desomorphine is, so it was created, or it was, like, whatever, however you do that.
That's a better name than crocodile.
Oh, it is. It is a better name. It was originally named that in the 30s.
Oh, really?
This is how fucked up this drug is.
The 30s?
So someone created this in the 30s, and it doesn't matter who, there's names and stuff. It doesn't matter. But someone created this in the 30s? In the 30s.
Yeah, what?
Even in the 30s, the government was like, dude.
Guys, we can put cocaine or Coca-Cola, but please shut this down.
Yeah,
here's amphetamines for Vietnam.
Yeah, they're like,
yeah.
Oh yeah, amphetamines are fine. We're good.
But even this.
So desomorphine is the reason it's called like that or whatever. Let's stick with this is not a fact, but we're going to stick with the fact. We're going to stick with our facts that desomorphine means 10 morphine.
10 morphine. I love it.
The reason because it's so potent that it hits you so hard, more than morphine, in such a small, in like a smaller amount of time, and lasts for less.
Okay.
So basically, Charlotte, if you were like, you're about to die.
Okay.
And you're in pain.
Yeah.
I would fucking crocodile your ass.
Thank you.
And you'd be like, yeah, and you'd be like, thank you.
For my last like 30 minutes on Earth.
Like 10 minutes.
What?
Yeah. You'd be like,
what?
I'd be like, you got 10 minutes? Bap. There you go. And you're like, this is great. And you're dead.
It's like nitrous.
Yeah.
Like last.
Yeah.
As
like,
long as you hold your breath.
Exactly.
It will last.
Yeah. It's almost, it's like, yeah, it's like the nitrous version of morphine.
Please, I need more.
Okay.
How do you take it?
Yeah. So, well, you can smoke it,
ooh.
Which doesn't,
Sounds like it burns it already.
It doesn't do anything. Burns, it just burns it.
The best way is to inject it.
Burf.
If you ask me.
Okay.
I mean, personally, best way is to inject
it. And it has to be in a vein, right?
I mean...
Could it be like an insulin shot?
I think you could just fucking put it in your body.
How do you know which drugs you can put in a vein and what you can just squirt into the fat?
I mean, if you just like squirt something into your body, like it'll get there.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, anything will? Are you making that statement?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to make that statement. You just be like...
Oh, okay.
Done. Like it'll be... Eventually it'll... get to my brain.
People need to find a vein though, because it the feeling is stronger probably.
Yeah, because that's quicker. Like the strongest, quickest way
to
do it.
You could put heroin in your ass cheek and it will get you high.
And between your toes, right? That's a thing.
Because it's so close to your veins. There's so many tiny veins.
Oh,
in your
good
toes.
Point. Good point.
Yeah, you're just like
what can you drink it?
Yeah.
You can.
Yeah, you could drink it.
Because
it's in a liquid form.
Can we what's the most popular way to take morphine out of a hospital setting?
Shooting up.
Really?
Probably pill, like...
Pills?
Powder, like...
No.
Does it capsules?
Like yeah, capsule, yeah, pills.
Okay.
Like prescription.
But in a hospital, they give you like a morphine drip.
Do they give you that, or are they going to give you some...
In a hospital, like if you're in a hospital, you have a IV going on.
Yeah. It stopped.
Are they going to give you like a tablet or they no what's the other stuff
no
they
in
give
a hospital
you?
they'll give you a drop
they're
going to
give you in a hospital
IV,
when they send you home they're going to give you a pill and it's not morphine it's what's that pain reliever like the
ibuprofen
no it's stronger it's super strong ibuprofen I can't think of the name right now what is it
Vicodin
no not even Vicodin Vicodin's like a mood stuff this is like straight up pain
no Vicodin is straight up pain
what's
Vicodin
they give
is
you
a
other
straight
stuff,
up pain medication
no they give you acetaminophen no what
nope.
The fuck is it called
Tylenol acetaminophen is Tylenol
here's some my no that's
here's
for cramps.
Some Mao blabs.
They give it to you it's in a white pill like all pills I guess. And it's just another popular type of pain reliever from the hospital.
There's so many that I don't know what you're talking about. There's so many that they could possibly...
What are you
like,
trying to say?
They're like Oxycontin. There's fucking all those. Yeah.
And hydrocodone.
Hydrocodone.
Yeah. Those, okay. All those things. Hydrocodone
all of those,
is what I was trying
hydrocodone
to say.
Hydrocodone is just the chemical name for Vicodin. That's all that is. Vicodin is the brand.
So pills.
It's like Kleenex. It's a brand.
Wait, I can get high on Kleenex?
No, but you can. I mean, if you could try.
Okay.
You get enough Kleenex.
Yes. Okay. Let's keep going for the crocodile.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so crocodile. So desomorphine is what they are trying to get to.
Right.
So crocodile is the attempt to get to desomorphine. And... The reason it's like bathtub gin version of heroin.
Okay.
Opium on its way to morphine.
Yeah.
Okay.
So in Russia, the reason, and this is, it starts from Russia.
God damn it.
Gotta hand it to the Russians.
Trump.
Probably. It's probably Trump or whatever. So they, no, this started... Very much before Trump.
Well,
or
I mean,
did
his
it.
Grandfather? Okay.
Or did it?
Or did
conspiracies? So what it is so they take codeine, so which is a muscle relaxer.
Yes.
So like Tylenol 3.
Okay.
Which is legal.
Yeah.
Over the counter in Russia.
Oh, in Russia, it's
over not
the counter.
Over the counter here.
No, it is not.
It is over the counter in Russia.
God, could you imagine how fun would that be?
Oh no, it'd be great.
Yeah.
No, I agree. That'd be great. So you can get that shit. You just get codeine. Great, no problem. Muscle relaxer, not a big deal.
Yeah.
No worries. But all you have to do
is
mix that shit with some alkalines.
Okay.
Some alkaline fluids.
Like batteries.
So, like, battery acid?
For
sort
real?
Of? Yeah. Well, battery base.
There's other alkalines.
Right, but you want... so.
Do we know what number?
No, I don't. I would have to do that. But the... so you're looking at alkalines, and then... and here's the one, and this is the one that I saw, like, in... because there, you can see... you can watch...
to make it.
And write this down if you're at home wanting to make this. Watch, this next this ingredient down. Is key.
Write this fucking down if you want to make this shit, because it'll get you super fucking... is iodine. Ooh. So you add some iodine to it.
You can get that.
Yeah, you can get iodine. Oh, no. All of these things you can get. Just go at a store.
What is it?
So say if you have codeine.
I got it.
Got it. So you got that. Great. Do you have matches?
Everywhere.
Do you have...
my house is made of matches.
Charlotte, do you have Strike Anywhere matches?
Ooh, not yet.
Oh, well, that's what you need.
Why?
No, we have some downstairs.
Oh, yes, I have those.
Yeah, they have some. So
you don't need like the rough box side to strike, is what you're saying? I need those anyways for my magic tricks.
You literally need, like, for this shit, you need red phosphorus. And that is the thing on it's the red part of the matches.
Oh, okay.
And it's also the red part on the side of the...
it's a chemical reaction as you strike it along the box.
Yeah. But what were you going to say? It's on the side of the matches and it's on the side of...
and it's on the side of the box of the matches.
Oh, got it.
So you scrape all that shit off.
Yeah. Okay.
So it needs red phosphorus.
I also want to just
fucking reason,
lay
right?
in here right quick. I was looking at our statistics of who's listening, and we have a good chunk of 13 to 17-year-olds.
Probably.
So I hope you're taking notes.
I hope we do.
Okay. So all the things I can very easily get.
Mm-hmm.
What else on my shopping list?
Oh, and then you just need a little pseudoephedrine.
Easy.
Yeah. Sudafed.
Is that a period?
And you don't need a lot of it. Like, you don't need it. You don't need a lot of it like you need, like, when you're making meth. We know how it is when you're making meth. You need a shitload of that shit. But honestly, all you need is just these little things, and you mix them in a certain way, and fucking wham bam, you got crocodile. Now let's talk about what crocodile does to your face and your body.
Oh, physically, besides getting super high for 10 minutes, you said?
Real quick, though, just in case you're making it home, lye is an easily accessible... mm-hmm. alkali.
Really great one.
And lye is really good for decomposing your murder victims. Yep. So please keep it on hand for all purposes.
Mm-hmm. But I do believe you need lye because it's very basic acid.
Right? And watch Fight Club. Side note, just watch Fight Club.
Opposite of acid. Uh-huh. Yeah. Just watch soap. just watch Fight Club. You can make anything.
Yeah.
Anything you want. So and the reason it's called crocodile.
Thank you.
Right. So like let's talk about that.
I've been wondering since
instead of
last week.
Desomorphine.
Yeah.
Cause it's not quite desomorphine. Like it's shittier than that, but it's basically what they're trying to go for.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Do you get scales?
Yep.
No. Ew.
Not just what? That. That's just part of it.
No.
Girl, that is just part of it. That is just part of it. You get you get scale-like lesions. Because when they inject this shit into their shit, there's a lot of like lesions that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't feel them.
What?
So anyone who injects this shit, they can't feel it.
This is the injection site you get the lesions?
Yeah.
Or just anywhere?
So it's around where, it's like a good chunk of the area where you inject this shit.
Like track marks.
And a lot of it is from the phosphorus.
Interesting.
The red phosphorus or whatever.
That's the part of it?
So what, like that part of it? So it's not actually like the part that makes you fucked up, that gets you high.
Yeah.
Doesn't physically fuck up your skin.
Okay.
That just fucks up your brain.
Yes.
The stuff they mix it with, the iodine, the red phosphorus, the alkalines that they fucking mix it with, that shit is actually the part that fucks up your skin. Ugh. Motherfuckers. And I'll tell you what, this is not something, this is very not something to look up at work, is the, it's ulceric, or is that the word?
Sounds very correct.
Like ulcers?
Yeah.
Like getting ulcers?
So it's it starts as like just scaling, but scaling is just because your skin is dying in heaps.
Yes.
Heaps of skin dying. And that's what the scaling is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what crocodile, which I guess is just crocodile is the Russian word for crocodile.
Crocodile. Ooh.
So they just call it that because of that. It's...
Ha!
You see it?
Oh! Requiem for a Dream, but 10 times worse. That giant hole that he's trying to shoot up at the end of the movie.
Do you mean Deso Requiem for a Dream?
Deso. It's Deso Requiem for the Dream.
Oh, they spell it with K's instead of C's.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I forgot to let you know.
Crocodile,
okay.
Okay, then, okay.
But yeah, that's it. I mean, that's like, so it, the other chemicals, yeah, I know.
Don't do an image search on crocodile. Do it.
Don't at work. Fuck. Do not at work do
God,
that.
How are you alive with that?
They're alive because it just completely, because they're on crocodile. It's like last week we were talking about like PCP.
Mm-hmm. Right. Your heart doesn't die.
It's like your body's like, no, I'm done, dude. And my left arm is basically just bone.
Fuck.
My left arm is basically bone, but like, no worries, bruh. Just gonna hit. Just keep this fucking crocodile.
Going. I don't know this, and this is leading to something else. But how much does heroin cost?
I don't know.
Any ideas?
It's
I don't
probably,
even know what they sell.
It's probably
in volumes they sell it.
Pretty reasonable.
Because they're saying the big reason this is such a thing in Russia is that it's 10 times cheaper than heroin.
Jesus.
Oh, absolutely. Because all they're using is fucking. They're using shit that they can get from over the counter. Then using shit that they can get from over the counter to mix with it. So it's like a batch of this shit. Fucking, it's like $5.
And it's been around since the 30s.
Well, the
dexamorphine
Desomorphine has been like the chemical was created.
Okay.
It was created so in the 30s because of like it was literally created for when people, it's wartime.
Right.
It's wartime. It was like, hey, morphine's not enough when a dude is like got his fucking arm cut off. Or blown off, and like he's about to die.
Let's
send him in a good way,
right?
And like that was the idea behind the desomorphine, was like to be like, you're literally right now just about to fucking die.
Yeah,
don't worry, bro.
We're gonna send you off with no pain, maybe.
Gotcha.
They also call it the zombie drug, crocodile, and the pictures and the image Google search will tell you why exactly.
Oh my God.
Fuck.
It's the worst. It's the worst thing. And it's only been like recently that like there's been some shit in the US.
Oh, really?
When people are like, "Oh, we can make desomorphine."
Did you look at
let's do that.
How long could a constant user use it before like dying?
I didn't look that up because it's all over the place. Because people can really extend their fucking, extend their life. That's not what I'm trying to say. I mean, like, extend, like, how, like, this isn't meth. isn't like a meth thing or a bath salts thing or mm-hmm. a PCP thing. It's like, oh no, this is easy. I could just keep making this and I just keep doing it. And as long as I keep doing it, I'm alive.
Oh, but here's the great news, though. So you don't have to worry about it. In 2014, Russia announced the drug was eradicated after a cracking down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, totally.
So, yeah. No, but I mean, yeah. So it's gone. There's no more anywhere
ever. Yeah, don't worry, everyone. Russia eradicated it. Congratulations to Russia.
Cool. Nice, Russia.
It's okay. It's not drug no more.
It's eradicated.
It's no drug. Hey, and also, I don't know.
No, crocodile's gone, but I still have acetaminophen, paid thinner,
yeah.
Red phosphorus.
But crocodile, no.
But crocodile, no more.
Are we you painting? Not,
we no longer produce crocodile in bulk.
Apparently you can tell when someone is using it from just a few feet away because of the smell of their rotting skin.
Yeah, they get like gangrene, but they don't like die from it.
Oh, fuck. They're so high. They're just pushing on.
Yeah. You're just pushing on because you're just like, oh, that's fine.
This stuff makes it look wouldn't like it be heroin, like the healthy choice.
Seriously.
No, heroin is
and
the
coke
thing.
Coke is like the babysitter.
Heroin is like the thing that you do to like get off of crocodile, like that's what they give you.
Fuck.
To get off of crocodile.
Like if you had a really hard weekend, but you still got a drink with friends on Monday, you're like, nah, just some heroin, guys.
I'll just take some just like normal heroin.
That drives me crazy.
It's the,
like
it's the O'Douls of
what can they add to make the high last for like a good solid 4 hours?
Like, I know,
if
right?
I'm gonna get heroin. Gangrene and zombie flesh, give me a 4 hour ride.
Yeah.
Fuck that 10 minute.
I don't think it's 10 minutes. I think I exaggerated on that one.
Fine,
but,
fine. Even if it's less than an hour, it's not worth it.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
I think the thing is that it's so cheap.
Yes.
I think that like if they could
it's
do
so
heroin,
easy to make.
They would buy heroin.
Yeah.
It's so easy to make.
I picture like these are like a bunch of 15-year-olds cooking in a abandoned house, like all gathering after school, like, I've got the phosphorus.
Who's got phosphorus? I got matches.
Ben, did you bring it?
Da.
Chubbs, did you bring the paint thinner?
Chubbs. There's no Russian's name,
Stop
Chubbs.
Stop calling me Chubbs, okay?
Oh, guys, I forgot it. I'll go right now.
Oh my God.
It's the...
I'm intrigued. I do want to not try it. But kind of.
No.
I mean, no.
What?
No, you kind of want to try it,
heroin.
Though.
No.
Yeah, I think heroin.
Look, I've... Okay.
This is... I think you're on the
same boat. I may or may not have tried heroin when I was in college.
Did you shoot it up, though?
No, of course not. Well, because I didn't...
You snorted it?
No,
smoked
I smoked it.
Okay.
Maybe.
I may...
Maybe.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. And, like... Yeah, it's great.
That's
really great.
Can you still function and talk?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. No, you can. You're like, but you don't care if you can or not.
What is it when people say they get the...
The rock?
The rocking.
The rocking
yeah.
Or the mouth thing? I don't know. I never got that.
That's a long-term use, probably?
I think that's like a long-term thing. I only did it once, so I don't really... Or maybe I did.
It was actually just PCP.
You only did it once. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I did it once. Done.
Did it. Needed to know.
But I definitely, absolutely 100% understood why.
In that moment, you were like.
Why it's a problem.
Sure.
Because you go like, oh. Yeah.
I guess.
This is. This is great.
Yeah.
I am really high and this is great. Guys, we're great. And everything's great.
I feel
everything's
like
fine.
In the U.S., like, meth was on the way to, like, crack. It was trying to make cocaine and they came up with meth. It's our in-between.
Like, I don't
crocodile
know.
Crocodile is on the way to morphine or desomorphine.
I don't know. I think it's, like, the... No, because meth and cocaine are... very different things, but like meth is like the, it's the like, hey, let's speed up it. Meth is the crocodile of cocaine.
Meth is the crocodile of cocaine.
I would say, okay. It's going like, I mean, cocaine's okay. Fun, but like, let's fucking speed this shit up. let's get this shit for realsies. Oh, cocaine? That's adorable.
Yeah.
Let's fucking find the thing in cocaine that, let's find that one spot in cocaine that makes it actually cocaine, and let's take that and then change it into this, let's make this thing, and then boom, meth.
Boom,
like,
meth.
Oh, meth, that's the thing. Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, you know.
I'm so glad that you've taught me about crocodile.
And
it sounds so fucking Russian.
It's so fucking Russian. It's just like,
it's filthy. It's cheap.
Just disgusting. It
makes you more gaunt, more Russian.
Yeah. It makes you Russian, I think.
It gives you something that hurts and you cannot complain
actually,
about.
I think it's kind of brilliant.
Explain.
Let's think about this. It's kind of brilliant of Russia to make a drug that makes everyone else on Earth feel like they're Russian.
Ugh, gross. So
basically, like, you know, you can't, because I think you can't, like, laughing is illegal in Russia, right?
Yeah. Smiling is definitely misdemeanor.
Smiling and laughing?
Uh-huh.
Russians are the fucking worst. Fuck you guys. I don't care.
Kiwis, God bless your heart. You're better than Americans.
Kiwis are the opposite of Russians.
Yeah. If there was a color palette wheel, Russia and Kiwi would be opposite.
Like, yeah, Russia would be like black.
Yes.
And then Kiwi would be like white.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not like in their skin color, but just like in the color wheel.
Purity of just like
not evil.
No.
Russians, you guys need to get your shit together. You guys don't laugh. You guys are fucking done. You guys are gonna be done.
I love it.
Kiwis, guys.
Guys.
Don't do crocodile.
Don't do crocodile. You'll change forever.
I would much rather have us do it for you.
Yeah, we'll tell you.
God, so I don't want you guys
just,
to do that.
Just so you know, New Zealand has one of the highest proportions of drug use per capita in the world. But what drugs? What drugs?
Marijuana.
What drugs do you think New Zealand takes? And is only beat.
I'm just going to say like weed.
No, they're second only to Thailand and Australia.
For a particular drug?
For two types of drugs.
Oh,
it's not weed. It's drugs.
Molly. Ecstasy
is one.
Because they're so
Molly and
cute.
Ecstasy is the same thing, by the way.
Yeah.
It's not
exactly the same thing.
I thought it was like a mix-up of all kinds of drugs in a pill.
MDMA, ecstasy, and Molly is the same thing.
Great. They're on ecstasy.
Yeah,
ecstasy.
So they're happy.
Adorable.
Because they're adorable.
Do they ever seem tired?
Cocaine.
No, they're not. Amphetamines.
Amphetamines.
Yeah, just amphetamines.
They're only beat by New Zealand for methamphetamine abuse. Or, I'm sorry, they're only beat by Thailand for methamphetamine abuse.
I love Kiwis even more.
I love them even more. They're my like, yeah, give it to me. Yeah, good job. They're literally the opposite.
Yes,
of
yes.
Russians are the fucking downers.
Yes.
And Kiwis are the uppers.
What are we?
We're the idiots that are mixing both of them.
I feel like we are, and we're also like, because Kiwis are so pure. I feel like we're the asshole dreamers. Whatever color that is. We're like the pushy asshole dreamer.
So we're the like, we'll take some like Adderall, but also like
on the daily.
We'll take Adderall during the day, but then we'll take a Valium at night.
Yeah. And that's just speaking for like the 41-year-old stay-at-home mothers.
So U.S., I would say absolutely like pills, U.S.
Oh, we're absolutely.
Pills. Oh, weed. Just we love pills. The pills.
God, we love pills. Who we loves love weed pills. More than America?
Jamaica.
Yeah, that's true.
You knew it so quickly.
But there's so many. We love it more. No, fuck that.
You think we love weed more than Jamaicans?
We love weed way more than Jamaicans. In general?
It's just habitual
like
use for
total
them.
Total number of people that smoke weed? Absolutely. Jamaica has like 400 people, but every single person.
There's like 400 people in Jamaica.
And I can list them all by name.
And they all grow weed.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we, no.
No, you don't think Jamaica has a...
We make more of a deal out of it. They're like, yeah, you're going to eat breakfast? You'd smoke some weed before.
I actually think it's a law that before you eat...
In Jamaica. There's a law you have to
you
smoke
have to,
weed.
Like, literally before... It's some minute, like, two joints before breakfast. Two joints...
After.
After. Uh-huh. You can during. Uh-huh. And then also before you brush your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And then after you brush your teeth.
Oh, yeah, but, I thought you were going into a song.
Here's the problem.
Two joints in the...
Here's the problem. In Jamaica, it's a law and they have to. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean they want to.
They're forced to.
It's a spiritual
They're
thing,
forced
too.
To.
Do you want to get into Everything is Garbage and Nothing Matters?
Yeah.
Do you have a new song for this week?
Yeah, I do.
Good.
I've thought about it all week.
I bet you have.
Pat, start me off. Everything is garbage. Nothing matters.
Yeah!
We've been writing that for the whole week.
Really?
Does this mean I'm in the band?
Nope.
My favorite bit. Okay, first one. A man sues a 10-year-old girl after jogging into her bicycle.
Finally.
Those 10-year-olds get what's coming to them.
Fuck generation-wise, those assholes. Generation Z.
Generation, why are you in the bike lane?
Good one. Ooh, good one. Earlier this month, a man sued a young girl and her grandparents when he injured his shoulder terribly as he was jogging behind her and tripped on the back wheel of her bike and landed.
He was behind?
So there was three girls, and one's like on a bicycle, and she had two friends walking beside her. So you could tell how fast she was going because her friends were walking beside.
Real slow. Yeah.
So they saw an old man jogging behind them, and the girl on the outside... like kind of move behind the girl in the middle to let him pass. But then she looked back and saw that he was very slow. So she like moved to be next to her friend again. And the guy didn't see it and was trying to go around, but got stuck and like stepped on the wheel. And that made him fall and hurt his shoulder. So he took it to court and tried to sue a 10-year-old and her grandparents.
Oh, I hope
he's garbage.
I hope that guy, did he die?
Did
he die from falling? He should have.
No, he didn't die. The allegations were dismissed.
Yeah. Okay.
Could you imagine being the judge? Like,
that's all I imagine in some of these like lawsuits where it's like, are you? Is this real?
Well, the judgment pointed out that as a 10-year-old, or no, the guy was like, no, the judge. Sorry, as a 10-year-old, the good. Girl couldn't be held to the same standards as an adult. A momentary lapse in awareness may be expected from children. Such a lapse does not result in finding of legal responsibility, wrote the judge.
She has the fucking right of way because she's she's not on any vehicle.
Yeah.
And she's in front of the motherfucker.
I don't want to be like a thing, but I'd like to guess what state this was in, if you know.
Guess what state it is?
Guess what state. And it's probably going to say more about me than it does about whatever state this is in.
Oh, yeah, totally.
You'll never
guess?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Oh, well then, I'm going to guess.
Pennsylvania.
No.
I'm going to guess. I'm going to guess fucking Idaho.
British Columbia. Canada.
Oh, Canadians.
Oh, this is Canadian?
Was it Vancouver? Sense?
It has to be Vancouver.
It's British Columbia. Oh, I don't know where.
Yeah, and
it's Vancouver.
Probably
Sorry.
Vancouver.
It's Vancouver.
Why
it's
would you say that?
British Columbia.
No one in like Regina's Whistler.
No, I feel like absolutely like Vancouver that would happen.
I'm sorry, Regina's in Saskatchewan.
So Regina is funny. In Saskatchewan.
What an asshole.
What a fucking asshole.
Go fuck
how
yourself.
Canadian.
How anti-Canadian?
No,
how?
That's very West Coast Canadian.
Yeah.
They're fucking assholes over there.
Excuse me, I didn't know, really.
Yeah, they are. They're terrible.
You heard
except for
first.
A few people that I know.
There's a couple people.
There's like a few people that I know over there that are great.
Uh-huh,
everyone else is terrible. I lived there for a year and never met anyone that I was became friends with. A year.
Really?
How many people do you meet in a year?
Sure, lots of people.
A lot of people.
Japan,
and you're like, hey, you're cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, you're cool. And you're cool.
I like you.
You're cool.
Yeah.
How many people in a year did you meet that were like, you're cool, I'm friends with you, we're friends
a
now?
Good, a
number.
Good 10 people. Chunk.
A number.
A number.
A good chunk. Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting. I didn't know.
None.
Did they give the man's age?
They didn't give his age.
He was probably 30.
Yeah.
The girl said he was old, though, right?
Well, she's 10.
Well, she's 10, so 30's old.
A 30-year-old?
Probably.
Couldn't run around two
little
girls on their bike.
He had to have surgery, though, on his shoulder.
Oh, no, he's a fucking piece
of
shit.
You fucking had to ditch your scooter because some guy stopped and you slid out, and you didn't sue anybody.
No, it was no one else's fault at all.
Driving her car.
It was no one's fault when I just... Actually, it was the city of Chicago's fault.
Potholes.
Probably.
Probably.
No, it was God's fault.
Yeah.
Because he made that part of the road really slick.
At that time. And you probably didn't pray enough.
Thing. And I didn't pray enough. Yeah, and I'm not... I don't believe in
it. You deserved it.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear the next one?
Yes.
Listen to this title very carefully. Or not carefully. It's no longer a crime in Utah to let your kids play outside alone. As of March 16th, 2018.
I saw this. Free range kids.
It was a crime for your kids to be outside or walk from school to home by themselves. It was a crime.
I see three-year-olds getting on the bus in Chicago.
Shut up. I saw a baby crawl to school in Japan.
It was a crime?
A crime.
What, like a misdemeanor? Or like a... What?
And this is like Salt Lake City. This is Utah, you said, right?
Yes.
That's great, because that...
Salt
that
Lake does, City.
Because
Salt
that,
Lake City.
That absolutely sounds like it.
Yeah.
Should be in The Onion.
Exactly.
I saw this on the Feral News. It was big. It was like...
Used to be a child neglect law. God fucking what? Free range kids. You're right,
garbage.
Patrick.
What problem did they initially have to make kids walking to school by themselves illegal?
But I feel like Utah's like the safest state in America.
Some shit had to go down.
Some shit had to go down.
That's
no.
dumb.
And then
it made the news.
Yeah. Oh.
Kids now go to school by themselves.
And your parents
national news.
Don't get in trouble.
Now it's your time. Hey, kids in Utah. now's your time.
Yeah,
like,
you need to get some shit.
I'm gonna get high and stuff. I'm gonna do some weird things as a kid.
Actually, that.
But it's not really weird. This is kind of normal thing. It's a normal thing that kids do.
Everywhere else for so long.
The time has passed, actually. I would say that now the time is up for them.
Yeah, and, it's up.
Yeah. Like, kids, you can go to school. Hashtag time's up.
So stupid.
Just don't be late.
The
don't
world
be late
is
to school.
So stupid.
Everything is garbage.
I'd
Everything
like
is garbage.
Nothing records,
matters.
And nothing matters.
You.
Yep.
So last week, I did express... to the world via the podcast to please email us with questions.
Yes.
And received an email.
You received one.
Of the hundreds, you picked one.
No, I got just one.
Just one.
I'm going to read it to you, Drew, and I want you to answer them.
Okay.
Hi, guys. Your last podcast didn't say I had to reveal any information on myself. Let's just call me a fan, kind of.
Okay, fan kind of.
I heard on your last episode that you're taking questions, and I have one for you. What the hell are you guys doing? You're taking the saddest, most terrible things and not even shining light on them. You're just laughing and making fun of the worst tragedies, like overdosing, which my brother did when he was 17 years old. It wasn't really that funny, to be honest. Do you realize how terrible and severe and sad that is? And then on the show before that, you talked about dumb traditions and basically surmised that people with traditions are broken bored. You fucking sick fuck. These people are not clinging on to much. Let them have their fucking tradition. And yes, people fuck animals. They don't have access to Tinder and shit like that. They want a fucking animal. And their wife and kids are okay with it. Fucking let them. You're fuck shaming, basically. I don't know if 2018 is a time for this. But you guys are pretty great. And keep up the good work, I guess. 5 stars. Drew, please respond to our fan. What the
fuck?
Is there a question?
Well, what the fuck are you doing is basically the question.
What the fuck are you doing? We'll just make up the name.
Yeah, it's...
Well,
it's Rupert.
Rupert.
It's Rupert Stavin.
I think what you guys are doing is very important.
Thank Rupert, you, Patrick.
Rupert, you are a fucking genius. Rupert is a fucking genius. And you... I wish there was an award.
For Rupert?
I wish there were awards for, like, best email... Or something. I don't know.
We'd give it to you, Rupert.
Or best, like, criticism award.
Yeah.
Rupert.
He did exactly what we've always asked.
Look, Rupert, all these things that you're asking, I know, right? Like, that's my fucking... I know,
right?
You could make it an award.
Yeah.
We could. I mean, how do we do that? We'll figure it out.
Yeah, send him guess something. So.
We'll send Rupert. God damn it.
What are we doing, Rupert? We don't know.
No, we don't
Nobody
know.
Nobody knows.
We don't know. We have no idea. We have to deal with all our shit, and you have to deal with your shit. If you listen to us still and yeah. still give us like 5 stars.
It's on you, bro.
On this fucking garbage nonsense. Maybe you connect with us, man. I don't know. Rupert, good job, buddy. You... fucking nailed it.
You did.
And let me tell you the advice, like, yeah, or what are we doing? I don't know. That's the answer. I don't know. But
nobody does.
Can I give you advice? Stop listening to us.
We've said it since day one.
We have done it. But if you keep listening, Rupert, I think I love you. I think I love you, Rupert.
Whoa.
I think I love him.
I mean, hear that.
I mean, he just said, it hits right at my balls.
You really got to.
It hits right at my balls. We all deal with that shit. Mm-hmm. Your fucking brother, whatever the fuck, had the overdosing thing, and we made fun of it. That's all. We had to do that.
Yeah.
We had to do that. God
sorry,
damn it.
Sorry, not sorry, and stop listening.
Sorry, not sorry, but God damn, Rupert, you're my favorite. I'm your fan.
See what happens when you ride in? You think it's going to go one way, and Drew will just flip it on you. Now he's in love with you.
You're my fan. I'm your fan. We're like double fanning.
Yeah, you're like oscillating fuck buddies.
It's disgusting.
Yes.
It's a horrifying, disgusting mess, but... Man,
yeah,
I'd be like, it's like a 69ing thing with Rupert.
Yeah, an infinity 69.
It's an infinity. It's an infinity 69. It's an infinity 69.
Guys, if you want your question read on the podcast, all you have to do is email us at universeheadnsfwp@gmail.com. We'll read it on the air and we'll answer it directly to you and possibly fall in love with you.
Man, I'm in it. I'm in.
Yeah.
Rupert, I'm in, buddy.
Like, we accept
whoever,
you, Rupert.
Whoever this is, even if that's not your real name, I don't care. You and me, buddy.
Yeah, forever until the end.
Forever until the end. You and me, man. That's amazing. What a great email. That's great. That's the best thing I've ever heard.
Thank you for your email. Next week, more.
Next week, more. Hey, Charlotte.
Hey, Drew.
Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Patrick.
Hey, you guys are my friends and I love you.
Aww. Patrick.
I was not very comfortable with that.
That's fine. You don't have to be.
I feel like I do.
No, you don't have to be.
No, I'm going. I'm going.
No, to actually, it. Now it's weird.
No, I'm gonna get over it.
No, because you have a weird.
Face. I'm gonna work on it.
No, don't work
Let's
on
work.
It.
Let's work. I'm gonna.
Nope, we don't need to work on that.
I thought about it. I love you too.
Oh, that's the worst.
I love you, Drew. You're my friend, and I love you, Patrick. You're more than a friend.
I love you, Charlotte. You're my friend, and everybody's my friend, and I love everybody.
Yay!
And especially Rupert.
Fucking Rupert, though.
Give me that. Give me Rupert.
Thank you for teaching me about crocodile.
Hey, I hope I gave you all that I could.
You did.
On that. I mean, the rest is like up to you. You got to look that shit up because it's.
I don't want to. The images scarred me already.
It's terrible. But hey, come on over to our podcast and hey, rate and review. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Start that rap.
Start that rap. Heat in my vein like vernacular. Cook up the beat with a spatula. Y'all are not ready for action. I'm smoking these rappers and feeling spectacular. Making a killing like Massacre. Watch out, I'm whipping my wrist. Ride on my city, been pissed, but I show them love. I'm not the one that's at risk. My homie told me that when people rise up against you, it's a sign of your destiny real. Fake ones been hating, cause they know that one day you're making it. Jealousy's all they can feel. Plugging the phone, drifting my zone. Painting the future and thinking alone. About when I'm grown, already blown. How